tortoise. Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, a budget aimed at boosting the workforce and promoting economic growth. But has the Chancellor, Jeremy Hunt, done enough to help parents with the staggering cost of childcare? That's after a short break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Call a Chancellor of Exchequer.
On Wednesday, the UK's Chancellor, Jeremy Hunt, delivered his first budget amid a backdrop of public sector strikes, eye-watering inflation and a cost-of-living crisis. Nevertheless, the Chancellor sounded upbeat when he revealed that the government's official forecaster, the Office for Budget Responsibility, had upgraded its gloomy assessment of the state of the nation's finances.
The UK will not now enter a technical recession this year. Yeah! They forecast we will meet the Prime Minister's priorities to halve inflation, reduce debt, and get the economy growing. Yeah! We are following the plan, and the plan is working.
Yeah! But Jeremy Hunt conceded that a million job vacancies needed to be filled. And in particular, that the cost of childcare prevented many people from returning to work. Recent analysis from the children's charity Corum has found that parents in London spend around 71% of their weekly earnings on childcare, among the highest in the world. Against this backdrop, Jeremy Hunt announced that he is expanding free childcare to under two-year-olds in England in a bid to encourage parents back into full-time employment.
I don't want any parent with a child under five to be prevented from working if they want to, because it's damaging to our economy and unfair mainly to women. So today I announce that in eligible households where all adults are working at least 16 hours, we will introduce 30 hours of free childcare, not just for 3 and 4 year olds, but for every single child over the age of 9 months.
Many campaigners and parents welcomed the plans, which also include a proposal to extend school wraparound care by 2026. But some groups expressed concern that demand for places will outstrip supply and government funding for the scheme is insufficient. Others are worried that the number of two-year-olds an adult can look after in a childcare setting will be increased from 4 to 5. Labour has long called for childcare reform. So how did they respond to the Tories' attempt to seize the political initiative on this issue? Labour inevitably poured scorn on much of the government's budget. This is how the leader of the opposition, Keir Starmer, characterised the Chancellor's statement.
After 13 years of his government, our economy needed major surgery. But like millions across our country, this budget leaves us stuck in the waiting room with only a sticking plaster to hand. A country set on a path of managed decline, falling behind our competitors, the sick man of Europe once again.
But Keir Starmer added that plans to help working parents with the cost of nurseries should be welcomed, even if it will take some time for them to be fully rolled out.
On childcare, of course, more money in the system is obviously a good thing. They obviously didn't listen to when he said he's actually going to do it.
They won't be here.
As Labour's Shadow Health Secretary Wes Streeting suggested, there may well be a very different party in office when much of this policy comes into effect. So what else did the government announce?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
In an attempt to stop people from retiring early, Jeremy Hunt announced he would scrap the lifetime allowance on tax-free pensions. That's how much workers can save in their pension pots.
No one should be pushed out of the workforce for tax reasons. So today I will increase the pension's annual tax-free allowance by 50%, from 40,000 to 60,000. Some have also asked me to increase the lifetime allowance from its £1 million limit. But I've decided not to do that. Instead, I will go further and abolish the lifetime allowance.
And as Jeremy Hunt tries to balance the books, he also announced he'd be pressing ahead with raising corporation tax from 19% to 25% in April. That's despite pressure from Tory backbenchers to keep the rate under review instead. Potholes and swimming pools were also in the spotlight, both receiving extra funding, while government help with energy bills was extended for another 3 months. It's clear the Chancellor wants to get more people into work to help grow the economy. But with many of the new announcements around childcare and pensions not due to start for a number of months, for many households, the cost of living crisis will continue to be felt. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written by Rhys James and mixed by Imi Harper. While you're here, let me tell you about an exciting new podcast from Tortoise. Mel's Electric Adventure is about life and electric cars. In each episode, comedian and former Great British Bake Off host Mel Gidroich goes on a drive in a different electric vehicle with journalist Giles Whittell. They test them out, they chat to other drivers while they charge their cars, and sometimes they get lost along the way. It's fun, and you'll learn a lot about electric cars and how they're going to change our lives. Episode 1 is available now wherever you get your podcasts. Just click on the link in this episode's description.
Tortoise. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.